One, two, three, four. One, two.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Welcome back to Maximum Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a potentially very dangerous thing going on in Arizona right now. They are obsessed with the fact, the conspiracy theory, that Trump really won Arizona. So the gerrymandered, illegitimate Senate, Republican Senate in Arizona, passed a resolution. Remember, they have a Republican governor, Ducey, so it's not going to get vetoed. Even if he had a veto power over resolutions. There's a lot of chicanery. There's a lot of skullduggery going on down there. But they have hired an outside group to recount the ballots and to recount them in one county, Maricopa County. And the reason for Maricopa County is that is Phoenix. That's the center of Democratic votes in Arizona. They haven't hired them to count anything else. None of the areas that Trump won. And so the other day, 78 pallets of ballots, 2.1 million ballots, were delivered to a company called Cyber Ninjas. Cyber Ninjas. And the guy who owns Cyber Ninja has said in advance that he thinks Trump won by 200,000 votes in Arizona, even though he lost by over 10,000 votes. Trump has said, he issued a statement calling on the governor to give them security because Democrats may try to get them. This is what he said. The Cyber Ninjas also said, we're not going to tell you our protocol, how we count. It's a trade secret. We're not going to tell you of our training or if we trained at all. And they went into court. Democrats went into court because here's the problem. When you turn over original ballots to a company, the owner has a QAnon connection. He's already said that Trump won by 200,000 votes before they even recounted. The result of this, quote, recount, end quote, will be that Trump won. Now, okay, you can say, well, Biden's been president since January 20, the Supreme Court, and nobody's going to take this seriously. But they just announced yesterday that they've also been retained in Michigan by the Republican gerrymandered illegitimate Senate to do the same thing. And I don't know if Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, has the power under their law to stop it. But the danger in giving original ballots to a QAnon-related group called Cyber Ninjas, who are also barring the media. Media can't come in. The only medium that can come in is OAN, I think One America Now, the Trump channel, is that they're going to come out and they're going to say, look, and you are may not be able to tell if they destroyed ballots, they altered ballots, they lost supposedly ballots, they forged ballots. This is a crooked deal. This is corrupt. This is corrupt. And you may say, okay, well, is the Supreme Court going to say, okay, then let's overturn Arizona? They've already gone to Michigan. If they can get to Pennsylvania, then and that were accepted, it would be a tie because in Nevada, there are two seats. Each one voted differently. Nevada and Maine have a separate deal where they count their electoral votes by whoever won a congressional district. So then it'd be 269-269. It would go to the House of Representatives. Believe it or not, each state gets one vote. It's not majority. And there are more states with a Republican majority in the House, you know, little states like Wyoming and so on, and try to give it back to Trump. That's what they say they're trying to do. I don't think they really mean that. I think what they're doing is this. Apparently, there is breaking news, just now, a judge temporarily halted the recount in Arizona And I know that that occurred, but then when he halted it, there's a hearing. But the hearing, here's the problem. The hearing was, okay, at least tell us your protocol, your training and all that. That's not good enough. And they're fighting over that. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. They'll come up with something. And it'll turn out that some ballots will be missing. Some will be mismarked. Some will be changed. Some will be forged. You can't give original ballots to a crooked deal. You can't do it. You might as well give it to the Chinese Communist Party, to Vladimir Putin, or to jihadists. Give it to the Iranians or the Saudis to count. Are you kidding me? Look, here's what's going on. Here's what's going on. What's going on is that even though the Supreme Court and everybody else will laugh, the conspiracy underground of the Trump movement will have a, quote, fact, end quote, to rely on. They will say, okay, we did a recount and it turned out it was fraud, the bad vote, and the mainstream media and the deep state stopped them, and Biden's illegitimate. It will contribute to the perception of illegitimacy in the U.S. government. You can't give original ballots. You can't give original ballots to a corrupt deal like this. You can't do it, but they did it in Arizona. And right now the judge is simply arguing the way you might argue in law school 30 years ago. Well, let's look at the protocols. And that baloney. What do you mean the protocols? There's no protocols in fraud. There's no protocols in fraud. This is a fraudulent effort. It's a fraudulent effort. And it's designed to cast illegitimacy on the national election. That's all it's designed to do. And if it happens in Michigan, they'll say, oh, he really won Arizona and Michigan, even though a corrupt deal came in. Ballots are missing, mismarked. Listen, it was recounted three times in Arizona. It was recounted three times in Georgia. And one time it was by hand, millions of ballots by hand. It was recounted in Wisconsin. They had a right to recount the whole state. They said, no, we're just going to recount Madison and Milwaukee. Oh, really? Surprise. You're not going to recount the counties that Trump won? Well, no. Those are obviously okay. And you know what happened when they recounted Madison, Milwaukee, and they didn't let a fraudulent deal come in? They did it right. Biden picked up votes. He picked up a couple hundred votes. Okay. I mean, a couple of hundred isn't, you know, the end of the world, but the point of the matter is Biden won. What judges are doing in permitting this thing to go on at all after January, February, March, April, almost 4 months, a little over 3 months since Biden became president, 5 months since he was elected, to let them do this and then go around and hold the rallies saying, look, it was an illegitimate election. It was a fraudulent election. Do not give them any facts at all, alleged facts, fraudulently manufactured facts to the cyber ninjas. Cyber ninja, the name itself, ninja warriors. The ninja warriors, they are attacking, they are partisan, and their guy said that Trump won by 200,000 votes. He did it before they started counting. What do you think? What do you think is the result of this going to be? The result is fraud. It is absolute fraud. And there has to be a plain statement. And you know what will happen is Moscow Mitch, Kevin McCarthy, slippery Kevin McCarthy, crooked Moscow Mitch, what are they going to do? They're going to say, well, it's very interesting. We'll never know, but I guess we'll just soldier on. That's what they'll say. The Republican Party has betrayed the United States. The Republican Party has betrayed the states they represent individually, and they are a clear and present danger to our democracy. Now, do I mean individual voters? No. I know many of them my friends, some of my family, good people, Americans who decide to vote Republican. Does it mean every Republican leader? No. Doesn't mean Liz Cheney, doesn't mean Mitt Romney, doesn't mean Ben Sasse or Lisa Murkowski. Doesn't mean that Adam Kinzinger, it doesn't mean the 10 people who voted to impeach Trump on the January 6th insurrection. Doesn't mean those people. It means Moscow Mitch, Kevin McCarthy, Donald Trump, his cabinet, many of the Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, Gomer Gossert, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Devin Nunes, all these people. These people have simply constructed and imposed a fraud on the United States. And that has got to be repudiated. It's got to be repudiated at the polls. 78 ballots in Arizona, 2.1 million ballots are going to come out looking different than they did going in. Don't give originals to them. Do not give originals. If some judge is going to let it happen, you know what you do? You have it Xeroxed at their expense. And that's it. And the originals are always kept sacred. You do not give an original document to a fraudulent group. Two fraudulent groups, the Republican Party and cyber ninjas. You do not give them. You might as well give them to Putin. You might as well give them to ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Boko Haram or Chinese communists. That's who you might as well give them to. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And you're working for